Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Friday, International Women's Day. We're taking a road trip after the show.
It's a good Friday.
It's a great Friday.
It's not good Friday. I mean,
no,
but it is going to be a great Friday.
It's great Friday.
As you said.
Great Friday gets you closer to Good Friday.
Exactly. 1 week closer.
Yes. I got some rain in the area. That feels good. My trees are happy.
I almost didn't recognize the rain. Like, it's been so long since it has rained.
Hey, old lost friend.
Out last night, I was like, is the moisture on my windshield droplets of rain?
Where is that coming from?
Do I turn on the wipers?
Like, and where are they?
Hello. Yes.
Yes.
Hello, old friend. Just... it doesn't happen a whole lot around here.
I think the dogs got a little confused going out this morning. Because like, what's... I pee fast and run in again.
We're out of practice.
I forget how to do this.
Seriously, it's been some time before we've had a little rain in these here parts.
Well, it'll continue through midday, primarily wrapping up about 4 o'clock with the light stuff. Could see another quarter inch coming through. So
I love it.
I Kirk Ferentz this thing.
Yeah,
let's just keep rolling it.
Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
Keep it coming. Right
keep
here.
It coming.
And please don't skip us. We need it.
I think
it.
We got a little bit. And then my phone app, I was sending you everybody who's traveling this weekend what the weather looked like in Chicago.
Very kind.
Which is like 42 in rain. Yay.
It's cold.
Yeah. But at the time, my app was like, rain for 60 minutes. I'm like, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Break it. What?
It turns you into Usher.
A little bit into Usher. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Rain Usher.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it raining? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward. Looking forward to everything.
Everything?
Yes.
What else are you looking forward to?
Mostly the car pie that you have.
It's in the fridge.
Because I saw you bring it in.
I did.
A whole half a pie. You said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shannon was out last night, so I was left to my own devices. I order way too much take out, deliver in.
It's take in. Let's be honest. It's take in.
I didn't go get it, so I didn't take it out. It's take in.
Yep.
And then I'm still hungry about it. I watched Oppenheimer last night. That's a 3-hour commitment.
Good for you.
And I'm about 2 hours in. I'm like, why am I still kind of hungry? What do we have? Pie!
So that's what
happened. So I also had some pie in Oppenheimer.
I am very excited to try car pie.
You're going to love it.
I don't know how it's going to go, but I think that it's going to be delicious.
I don't remember what I was saying yesterday, but the name is Bayou Goo. Same content, though.
Yeah.
A cream, a cheesecake base.
Yeah.
A no-bake cheesecake, followed by a pecan pie layer and a French silk layer.
Oh, my.
Yes. Bayou Goo.
Goo.
Bayou Goo. You're going to go goo goo for Bayou Goo.
To get ready for the pie, I went to Dirty Dough because I'm not going to be here for their grand opening on Saturday. I'm going to miss it. Destiny will be there. But like, oh my goodness.
Are you bringing car cookies?
The Decadence. I wish we could, but sadly they did not survive the evening.
Because surprise, we also bought car cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got car pie and car cookies.
Oh, this is going to be a great day. And I had cookies last night, so.
Nom, nom, nom.
What is happening to me?
You're just, it's just going to be a good, fun weekend away.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, I feel like you're fattening me up.
I also may be putting you in an oven later.
Okay, all right.
So stand by.
And then I know that you're kind of like a St. Louis guy. You guys lived there
for
a time.
I mean, growing up in Southeast Iowa, you're Cardinals fans.
Yeah.
It's like Iowa City or Cubs North.
So maybe you've already heard this news. But in St. Louis, next Thursday, going for a world record.
Mm-mm.
They need a little help at City Museum.
City Museum is awesome.
So cool. Very fun. If you haven't been, take a little trip. Include it as part of your stay. It's very, very fun. But they're hoping to go for a world record for the most people wearing underpants on their head.
Not aware of this record.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
Seems to fit the theme of City Museum.
They're fun.
They're fun.
Funky.
Yeah.
They are home to the world's largest pair of underwear.
The City Museum is?
Yes.
Unaware of that underwear.
Waistband measures 16 feet.
My God.
They are big pantalones. The world record for most people with underwear on their head is 270, and that goes to Naperville, Illinois, back in 2012.
This shouldn't be that tough.
It shouldn't be hard. They're hoping to crush that number.
Yeah.
They technically only need 271, but the goal is 314 people with underwear on their head next Thursday,
March
14th.
That's the area code for St. Louis, by the way, 314.
Exactly. Yep. And so they're doing it on March 14th, this, 314, yes. In 314. Like, it's all lining up.
That's a town that knows how to rally behind.
Yep.
The Blues, the Cardinals, when they were there, the Rams.
Now,
this should be doable.
I just wish they were doing it at 314 p.m.
That's the best. Well, people are at work. What time are they doing it?
1:45 p.m.
Oh, also people at work. Do it at 314.
Do it 314, you guys. But anyway, 314. No, 1:45 p.m. on 314.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Thursday.
Maybe I'm going to take the... maybe I can be part of a world record, Claire.
You should do it.
At my old stomping grounds? That'd be a lot of fun.
You don't even have to bring your own underwear.
I didn't know how to bring that one up.
Okay, you don't. They're going to have some
fresh
pairs.
Fresh tidy whities provided.
As far as I know, fresh.
Fresh.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Before we bring back your mind.
Yeah.
Which touches on an earlier mind.
Touched by a mind.
I need to clear out my mind, which is also your mind, okay, at the same time.
Let's do it.
We, this weekend, this is the second half of your Christmas present.
Yeah.
House Claire and House Hansen.
House Claire!
Are traveling to Chicago to enjoy a performance by the Drunk Shakespeare Society.
I am so excited for this. I don't even need the description because you said something like something Shakespeare, and I was like, yes, I would love to.
Hidden venue, five professional actors, members of the Drunk Shakespeare Society. One of them has five shots of whiskey before going on. The other four have to keep the play going. The goal is not to let that person fail. It's to help them along.
Help them.
Performing Shakespearean work. And we will be in the audience.
Which can be tricky.
Saturday night.
Now, do we get a heads up on what they'll be performing?
I'm sure when we get there.
Do we get to vote?
I don't know. That's the fun.
That'd be great if they were on their toes and they don't know if they're going to be doing a comedy or a tragedy.
There are 12 actors that are listed as part of the group that does the Chicago. They do this in Chicago, New York, D.C., Phoenix, Houston. So it's all over the U.S., but we've got our 12 actors. I believe they pick five, and then one of the five does five shots of whiskey. Show starts.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to this. So this will be, we got a road trip.
Merry Christmas.
Four people and one car pie, and we're ready to go.
I love that you're bringing a pie in the car. It's just so absurd.
We have forks. We need forks.
Yes. Car forks.
We need car forks. Don't forget forks.
You know what? I'll text my husband.
Okay.
Bring forks.
Probably disposable because I don't want, no flatware.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be four forks down when you get back home.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Look out, the cowboy says okay. You're about to get four forks. Four car forks.
This is going to be fun. Okay, there. Now, I've got that off my chest. Now I can think about what you're talking about.
Okay, good, because we need to just get a little bit serious because I brought up a very serious topic earlier this week as I was pulling into our workplace, I saw what appeared to be some sort of dog, but not like a dog. I think it was a wild dog. I called it a wolf, but as we kind of talked through it, I think what I actually saw was maybe some sort of coyote. Cause it was gray and it was smaller, but it's still kind of, it just didn't look right. You know what I mean?
I've worked in this building for 20 plus years and I've never seen a coyote over here.
I haven't, not in town, but I have heard them out in the country.
For sure. And if it is a coyote, does the family of rabbits, as you drive in every morning, know there's a coyote over by the dumpster?
Hey, guys.
I mean, talk about an amuse-bouche.
Yeah. Good, yes. And
So you think it's an actual coyote?
I know it is now because guess what I got yesterday?
Coyote confirmation.
Scramble mail!
Scramble mail!
From the Morning Scramble mailbag, I got a message from Audrey. Audrey says she lives off Rockford Road, and she saw the exact same dog wolf. My husband and I thought it was a coyote. It was behind the AutoZone on 16th Avenue.
That's our neck of the woods, Claire.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that is the direction the dog wolf was headed when I saw it.
So do you think it lives here and hunts over there, or lives over there and hunts over here?
Or it's attracted, it has developed a taste for oil or gas, because it was going through the parking lot of the place next to us, which is a bunch of cars in it.
And I think they recycle liquid, yes.
They recycle oil something, or
something.
Something, yes. And it was at AutoZone, so it is only going to places where cars are.
It is oil. That weird.
Or it's a driving coyote or something. It's some sort of crazed wild animal.
A driving coyote, huh?
He's trying to carjack people. Be on the lookout.
Be careful, Southwest Cedar Rapids.
Just be careful.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Calling this Coyote Watch 2024.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it as it was slinking through the parking lot at Z102.9 and into some sort of car warehouse.
It's between, so we've got a confirmation by way of email, Z-mail, Morning Scramble email. They saw it over by AutoZone,
Audrey,
Southwest Cedar Rapids.
16th Avenue behind AutoZone.
And we, for some reason, the building next to us, which at one point we thought recycled like
French fry grease,
now it's turned into like a used car lot.
Yeah, I don't know what they do over there.
Could also be something though with oils.
Oils?
Yes.
The coyotes are attracted to the car oils.
That could be exactly what it is. But this is just developing into a nature story we didn't know
it
was happening
is.
Under our own under our, oh, hold on one.
You better get that.
Hi, Z102.9. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I want to let you go. Know that I live over by Beverly Park, and I have pictures of a coyote over there.
You saw it too?
Yeah, I have like several.
Okay, so I did not just see things. This dog wolf coyote is out there.
Yes, I have pictures of it in my backyard.
Now, first time you ever saw it this year, or is this a reoccurring phenomena?
Reoccurring. I have a fox, too.
There's a fox over there, too? Are they in cahoots?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, these are the two bad characters from Pinocchio.
These are always the bad guys.
They're looking for little orphan wooden boys.
No.
Be careful.
No.
Yes. So just yes, they are over there.
Okay. But you've seen them before. This is not the first time, or is it kind of like a highly concentrated just this spring?
No, I've lived in my house for about 8 years now, and about every year we see the coyotes come through. There's several of them.
Wow, town coyotes.
I've never heard of townie coyotes.
Townie coyotes. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. But you know what I do like? I like validation and confirmation.
Yes, and thank you for that.
Thank you for letting us know. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next up, we're going to see boys turn into donkeys, Claire.
No!
Oh, no, it's Stromboli!
Is his name really Stromboli?
Yes!
It's like a delicious bread.
I know! I also look like him.
Yeah, you can.
Oh my gosh! I look just like Stromboli.
You have to tell me, are you Stromboli?
Well,
if I ask.
If you're a cop, you AAA Iowa says the price of a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline up 8 cents this week. So, yes, what you were seeing at the pump is true. Gas prices are going up.
8 cents.
So the average now in the state, $3.14 a gallon. That price is still 3 cents below the average price a gallon 1 year ago at this time. How about some sports shorts? Iowa High School State Boys Basketball Tournament wrapping up this weekend in Des Moines. Class 1A Championship, 1 o'clock today. North Lynn's going to take on Marquette Catholic. In Class 4A, number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking on number 2 West Des Moines Valley. This is the first time Kennedy are in the finals in nearly 40 years.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a long time. They're going to do a whiteout. The Pep Bus tickets I saw yesterday were still available. So, and that's the that's my neighborhood high school.
That's so cool.
So all the best to all the teams remaining.
Go Cougars!
In the boys basketball tournament. Speaking of nearly 40 years ago, this is a quinky dink. After nearly 40 years, a Coralville woman has her high school class ring back traveling 1,300 miles to return home.
What?
Lori Wenman Peterson lost her Iowa City West high school class ring while in Miami in 1986.
Wow.
Fast forward to today, a woman named Jen Lane from Florida reaches out to Lori on Facebook and says, hey, we found this ring. Lori's like, stop it. Scam. Scam, scam, scam,
yeah,
scam.
Yeah, not going to answer.
Which is the right way to say.
Yes.
Right? A lot of persistence from Jen, a lot of photographs. And Lori's like, that's right.
That's my ring.
This is amazing how this all came to be. Jen is Florida. Florida Jen's grandmother would go to church rummage sales and just buy stuff. She just, much like the Little Mermaid.
Uh-huh.
Like collect
this stuff.
Yes, like to collect trinkets. Jen's grandmother has since passed. And it
now
was,
Jen's cleaning things.
It's one of those things where it's like dump the box on the kitchen table and go through it.
Yep.
And this class ring, which has a purple stone in it, catches her eye. And if you've seen class ring, did you ever have a class ring?
I didn't get one because it was just like they were starting to change, like so there'd be a more feminine version. And it just looked a little too much like an engagement ring to me.
Understood.
Yeah.
But usually there's enough monikers on it. You usually get a name, a class year, and the name of the school. Right.
So usually it's around that detail.
So enough detail that thanks to the internet, Jen from Florida could just start researching. Finally tracked down Lori in Coralville, got a hold of her through Messenger on Facebook, and the ring arrived on Monday.
Wow.
Now, let's just add a little bit of to the story. Good year.
Good.
Lori received the ring. Monday was the 83rd birthday if her mother was still alive.
Oh.
Yes. Who took her to Florida, by the way.
Who took? Oh.
Back in 1986.
What a great memory.
Amazing. That's got us feeling all right.
Our computations reveal you'll love 100% of what you're about to hear. It's time for Nerd News on Z102.9.
On this 10th week of the year, 2024, broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, latitude of 41.88 degrees north on a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Welcome to Nerd News.
Woo!
A native of Clinton County, Iowa, will soon be inducted into the... Guess what? We have one of these. United States Astronaut Hall of Fame.
Well, as we should, right?
Yes.
An Astronaut's Hall of Fame, though? I think anybody who went to space...
Do you think anybody who has been an astronaut should be in it?
Well, if you're an astronaut who went to space, absolutely.
So if you're a ground astronaut, you don't go in?
I don't.
Those are Claire's criteria.
I think it's a lot harder.
Okay,
I will
fair
say
enough.
That. It's a lot harder.
You
got to
do something good on the ground, then.
If you went to space... Yeah, sure.
Born in Clinton, raised in DeWitt, Dr. David Hilmers worked for NASA for 12 years from 1980 to 1992. During his career, he served in a variety of roles. He flew on the Atlantis space shuttle. He helped complete shuttle software testing. He was part of a team working on developing a new spacesuit. He was also head of the mission development branch of the astronaut office.
Wow.
Hilmers thought he was a long shot. He submitted his application back in the 70s. He was a recent grad school graduate and had just been did a tour of duty with the Marines.
Wow.
After he wrapped up being an astronaut, he then went back to school and became a doctor.
Well, that's very
Hall of Fame worthy.
Yes.
Yes. Astronaut Hilmers will be inducted into the Hall of Fame June 1st at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
He's intelligent.
Very.
I can tell.
Thanks for representing the state of Iowa. The question remains, could turtles save your life if you have a heart attack?
I just feel like, okay, so you say this and I'm thinking, are the turtles giving hands-only CPR?
It's free CPR.
You know what I mean.
No, you take a turtle and you just use the shell and you, no.
Oh, what?
It just what? Covers more surface area if you think about it.
How are the turtles helping? Or, yeah, like you said, go get the AED. The turtle's on it.
Faster, Tippy, faster.
Right?
Researchers at Iowa State University are studying the genetics of three types of turtles with the ultimate goal of helping people survive life-threatening incidents like heart attacks. Think of when people have a heart attack or stroke, one of the first issues is lack of oxygen to your vital organs.
Yeah.
However, turtles survive on lack of oxygen for months. How do they do? How do they do?
How do they do?
Also, turtles can withstand extreme cold for long periods. Is there a way to use whatever is in turtle bodies for shipping organs for long periods because they can stand extreme cold and then still be revived and used in
Are
surgery?
Are you saying turtle power?
It is.
What?
I'm exactly saying. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtle power. Power on the half shell.
Turtle power.
So what they're doing is they're taking turtle livers and taking some cells and growing some organs they can do some experiments on, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Are they going to let me know?
The moment they know Kung Fu? Or the moment a rat enters a lab? Which one do you want to know?
All of it. I'm here for all of it. Okay. Subscribe. I need to know everything. If they start eating pizza,
I was going to say, if pizza orders go up in the lab, something's up. Something is up.
You stay on that story, mister.
I will not let that one go. Would you, you've heard, like, I give my right arm to meet Tom Brady. You've heard people say they would physically give a body part for their team.
They don't really mean it, right?
Some Chiefs fans who attended bitter cold playoff game now require amputations per hospitals in Kansas City.
What?
Multiple people who experienced frostbite while attending the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Miami Dolphins, where the wind chill was minus 27, the fourth coldest game in the NFL, by the way, are now being told or recommended they get amputations. I don't have an exact number. We do know it was a cold spell throughout. It wasn't just in the stadium.
Okay.
They have dozens of people who reported frostbite. 70% of dozens of people. So let's say we've got 24, maybe 36 people, about 70% of that. Again, back to about 24, about two-thirds of that group.
You're getting way too numbersy.
Too mathy?
Very
it's
mathy.
Nerd news. More than one person's going to lose probably a finger or a toe because they went to a football game.
Wow.
There. Put it in raw stats there.
A finger or a toe?
Where does frostbite hit first, right?
I don't know.
It's usually your...
The phalanges.
Yeah, the phalanges. The upstairs
ears?
Or downstairs. I don't know if you'd lose an ear.
If you didn't have them covered,
possibly,
I would be worried.
Possibly. I'm hoping it's like you're not losing the whole arm or the whole leg, but maybe a foot. I don't know. Some of them, they've been able to put in like those bariatric oxygen chambers to kind of revive the blood flow and get, because you've just killed the cells and it's just not regenerating.
Like, do you remember? So I read Prince Harry's autobiography, Spare, and he talked about the time that he went to Antarctica and he got the wrong sort of insulation for his
lower level. Yeah.
And his lower level got frostbite.
I remember that story.
Do you remember that?
I do.
That's
Little
not
Harry.
That's
frostbite.
Not this though.
You know what?
They didn't say what appendages.
They did not mention which appendages.
That would be awful.
All of it's awful.
Awful.
No matter what's coming off.
Yeah.
It's all awful.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
That looks good on you. You're wearing a green vest.
Thank you. I know. Yes.
Is that going to be your parade attire?
Maybe it will be.
Depending on the weather?
We'll see what the weather's like in downtown Cedar Rapids back on St. Patrick's Day on the 17th, which happens to be a Sunday. Very excited about it being a weekend and kind of like a holiday week as a lot of people are on spring break. The Sappin' Episode Parade.
Sappin' Episode Parade, which includes the Z102.9 walking marching band. Don't let that scare you.
Don't let the marching thing get in your head.
It's strolling. You get to walk the streets of Cedar Rapids on the parade route as the crowds are cheering for you. And we've got a band ready to enter for our parade entry. It's just a little light in a few sections.
It is a little light in specifically trumpet.
Yeah, trumpet. We need people who can do this. We need that.
We need that. We need a couple of that. Would be nice. We have
please.
Like 76 trombones, I think.
I can't. Saxophones and trombones are coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, thank you. And please.
We'll take more.
Keep coming.
Yes.
But could really use a trumpet as they have the melody.
Trumpets. Need some trumpets.
Do you do that? Do you play trumpet? Do you know somebody who plays trumpet? This is, help a friend out, please.
Yeah, you could be currently in any of the marching bands at our state universities. You could be an alumni of said band. You might not have played that trumpet since your last day of the senior year in high school, but you still got the chops. You still can read music.
Doesn't matter.
We'll take you.
It's not going to be tricky. They're very simple songs. If you played in the Hawkeye marching band,
you'll know all of them.
Very familiar.
A little Hey Baby, a little fight song, a little beer song.
If you've ever played in a pep band, you'll probably be able to tackle this no problem.
A little Hey Baby, a little fight song, a little pep,
it's
a little
easy.
Beer song.
It's easy.
So if you are available on Sunday, which is a week from this Sunday, so Sapadapa Soap Parade is on the 17th, you can make it for a couple hours. We'll have you line up about noon. We step off at 1. Should be done within an hour or so. It's
yeah.
a fun parade route. It's easy to do. Everybody's cheering for you, and you have a lot of fun being part of the Z102.9 Marching Band. You bring your instrument. We bring the music. We have fun making a big noise together.
Exactly. It's a big celebration in downtown Cedar Rapids, and you got to be a part of it.
Scramble at KZIA.com is the email address.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Everybody sing
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Yay, the glitz and the glamour of Tinseltown. The stars coming out Sunday, probably afternoon their time, really.
Yeah, and the losers on Monday around here are going to spin the
Wheel of Punishment.
Wheel of Punishment is on the line for Monday based on our Oscar nominations or Oscar picks right now.
Yes, we will make our best predictions on who will take home that lovely statuette on Sunday. But let's just do the major categories everybody's going to buzz about.
We are picking three, and then we will have a tiebreaker category. The three we are picking are actor in a leading role, actress in a leading role, and best picture, where you're allowed to pick two.
Ooh, twosies.
Claire, happy yep. International Women's Day.
Thank you.
You go first. You get to pick your category. Where are you feeling the most confident?
Well, since, as you said, it's International Women's Day, I'm going to go with actress in a leading role. And I am going to say that Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon is going to win it because she's won pretty much everything else.
Without me reading the category, you've already picked one of the nominees.
Yes?
Yes. Well, I was going to let everybody know. Annette Bening is up for NIAID. Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, I'm just excited.
Sandra Hewler, Anatomy of a Fall. Carrie Mulligan from Maestro and Emma Stone from Poor Things. Producer Ben, what would you like to pick for actress in a leading role?
Since Claire took mine, I'll go with Annette Bening.
Annette Bening is Ben?
Wow, Ben.
Thank you, because I think Emma Stone has a chance.
Yes,
because
she does.
Poor Things is just weird enough. Hollywood likes those movies.
Hollywood likes a movie that's like, huh.
And she plays an adult woman with a baby brain.
Huh.
So that's a Hollywood lover.
Well,
Hollywood loves a star like that. Okay. Huh. Ben taking Annette Bening, Claire taking Lily Gladstone, Dancing Eric Hansen taking Emma Stone. Producer Ben, do you want to pick Best Picture next or Actor in a Leading Role?
Best Picture.
Best Picture. You get to pick two, Producer Ben.
How are you going to pick?
Have you seen any of these?
I've watched movie trailers.
You watched the trailers for all 10 movies.
You did?
Yes.
10 movie trailers.
American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest?
Yes.
Okay. What two are you going to pick for Best Picture?
Oppenheimer.
Ah, dang it.
And Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay. Dancing Eric Hansen is going to take Poor Things. And do I go for the block of Claire?
What? Why would you block me? I'm so nice.
Because we're
also
spinning the
Wheel of Punishment.
But today is International Women's Day, and
it
guess
is.
What I am?
I'm going to take Poor Things and The Holdovers, the only movie with an Iowa connection this year.
Dang it.
Okay, Claire, there are still six remaining on the board. Pick two for Best Picture.
Okay. I'm going to rule out it's not going to be Maestro because Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
He's going to be cursed.
He's bad luck.
So I'm going to say the Zone of Interest.
The Zone of Interest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
just to make it like a shocking moment on Hollywood's big night,
uh-huh.
They're going to give it to Barbie.
Barbie. Okay. We've locked in our movies.
Never going to happen.
Last category. Dancing Eric Hansen will be picking actor in a leading role.
Kay.
And after watching it last night, Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer is a lock. I dare you all.
You dare?
Beat that pick.
You dare?
Claire, you're up.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Bradley Cooper, Colman Domingo from Rustin, Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy, and Jeffrey Wright from American Fiction.
The only performance that I watched and watched the whole way through was Paul Giamatti and the holdover, so I'm going
to
do that.
Okay, producer Ben, after watching all the trailers, you're down to Maestro Rustin and American Fiction. Who are you picking for best actor?
Best performance in a trailer.
I've got Coleman Domingo Rustin.
Okay.
What? What's that one about?
I don't remember, but I had it ranked just above the holdovers.
Based on his performance in the trailer.
In the trailer alone. A 2-minute performance gets Ben's vote.
That's incredible. I love this way.
How many trailers did you watch yesterday? All of them that are on this sheet?
I spent an hour watching trailers and listening to
we
music.
We have got to give you more to do.
And listening to music. And what didn't you do instead? Speaking of listening to music, original song is the tiebreaker category.
Oh, he's heard them all.
He's heard them all, but Claire, it is International Women's Day. You can pick again.
Okay, guess what's up?
The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, I'm Just Ken from Barbie, It Never Went Away from American Symphony, A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon, or Barbie, What Was I Made For?
Claire. I'm going to go, I mean, as much as I want it to be I'm Just Ken, I think it's going to be What Was I Made For.
So you're going with that?
Yeah.
Producer Ben, you get to pick next on song.
The next one on my list is I'm Just Ken from Barbie.
All right. That means I need to come up with the one that no one saw coming. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon. Because that still has some Hollywood buzz on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Our selections are locked in. Woo! We are all ready to watch. Coming up Saturday night at the Oscars. And then Monday morning, we will be spinning the...
Wheel of Punishment.
Now, we still need to work on the wheel punishments.
Yeah.
We have not done this for quite a few years.
No, but we know that some of the punishments you can expect to see on the wheel of punishments are things like the sing-along game, where we choose a song and you have to sing along.
I think sing-along to I'm Just Ken would be a great punishment.
I concur.
In the most Ken-worthy way.
I concur.
We've always had walking on Legos barefoot, the red carpet.
That is a tough one.
That stays on there.
Loser acceptance speech, always good for
that's
something
fun.
Like this.
I could see, because there's always like the governor's ball, and there's always, we haven't seen who's doing fancy food this year, but we'd always break out the old Bean Boozled beans.
Fancy beans.
Fancy beans. We will continue to populate the wheel coming up on Monday morning.
Wheel of Punishment!
The Oscars edition with Z102.9 in the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
International Women's Day Wheel of Useless Knowledge.
Yes.
Don't say useless women. You'll get in trouble.
No. Not the vibe.
I got it. You ready to spin?
Spin it!
Whoa!
Let's go!
Your eyes got huge.
I know. I'm like, I've got all these papers here, and I'm like, just give me a number.
Spin it! Six. It landed on six.
It landed on six.
My God.
Sorry. Here's a fun fact for you. Taking back my sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Number six. Women didn't start shaving their armpits until like the mid-1910s. There was a picture in Harper's Bazaar, and she did it. It looked pretty good.
That's what prompted it?
I guess. That's the best I can figure.
So all of the ladies of the Revolutionary War, moving forward.
Yes.
Harry Pitts.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's natural.
It is natural.
It's natural. This one's weird. Woo.
Yeah. Oh, almost six again, but five this time.
Almost six, so five. It could have been seven. It's almost six.
We got another spin. Stand by.
But it's not.
You don't know?
Okay.
Okay.
The full version, if you listen to like all the verses of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah.
It's actually a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game. She doesn't want to go to the movies. She wants to go see baseball.
I just know it might be Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
So it's root for the whatever team.
Yeah.
And that's it. But there's more verses.
There's more verses in the song. And if you actually listen to all the lyrics, it's about take your lady to a ball game.
Really?
She doesn't want to go to the movies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Fun fact, huh?
Huh. Are you ready for a very special International Women's Day Wheel of Useless Knowledge third spin?
Yes, I am.
Spin Doctors.
Ooh.
Ooh, what'd it land on?
Almost five.
Almost five. So four? almost. Just give me the number that it lands on. Almost five.
It's almost. It's four.
You know how confusing that is? Almost five.
Sorry.
Lordy. The correct word for a female dude is not dudette.
Okay.
No.
What is it?
It's dudine.
Dudine.
Hello, my dudes and my dudines.
Hey, dude. But dude and dudettes just rolls off.
I've only heard dude and dudettes.
Do it again.
Dudine.
Hello, my dudes and dudines.
Dudines? Dudines. We have to normalize it.
We're just not used to it. Yeah, that's
just,
exactly.
Just
yeah,
keep
we're just
saying
not.
It. Yeah. Whoa. Look out. Daily double.
Four, please.
Okay. Four. When Pixar was editing Toy Story 2,
mm-hmm.
someone accidentally deleted most of the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they lost all of their work. And miraculously, they found a backup. It was thanks to an employee who was on maternity leave and saved it so that she could work from home on her maternity leave. That's not a female hero.
My goodness.
And on Toy Story 2, which is about Jessie. I mean, thanks, lady.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Oprah Winfrey, going back to her first primetime TV special in nearly 3 years, taking on the weight loss craze injectable drugs. She's talking about Ozempic in a new primetime special.
So on the couch will be a vial of Ozempic, and she'll just ask the hard questions?
She will be asking Ozempic the hard questions.
This more seems more like an expose, right? Or kind Oprah of. Investigates.
Oprah investigates. It is investigative journalism. So ABC is playing this. It's called an Oprah special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. Oprah will sit down with medical experts, patients, talking about the impact of prescription weight loss medications like Ozempic, Mounjaro, and Wegovy. This is a very personal topic for her, she said, and for hundreds of millions of people impacted around the globe who have struggled for years with weight and obesity. They're going to tackle the tough questions. Why is obesity designated as a disease? Who are the medications really intended for? Who's eligible to receive these weight loss drugs? What are the long-term, short-term side effects? And kind of the stigma society thing, the shame around taking a medication, and what's the future of these drugs?
I don't get the shame part. There was shame when Hollywood was using, because it was first a diabetic drug.
Yes.
And then you basically are taking it from people who need it for that just because you want to lose a few pounds.
Right.
That's a problem.
It was seen as more of like it should be taken for health instead of vanity. A lot
Agreed.
Of people in Hollywood were taking it for vanity.
But if you need to take it, it's a drug, right?
Yes.
It's a medicine.
Yeah, and Oprah said in her experience, she started it as she had been blaming herself for
Has
years and years.
Has she claimed that she's used Ozempic or she's just on something?
She says that she has just said that she's done an injectable to maintain. She had years and years of blaming herself for not eating right, for not exercising. Her body's just predisposed to hold on to that weight. And it's been very hard for her, as it's been well documented, right?
Right.
For years and years of her weight loss journey and gains.
And this is all business, right?
Yeah.
Diet programs are a business. Fitness is a business. This is a business. So I think this will be an interesting look at how these puzzle pieces fit together.
I can't wait to see her, what she brings to it on it. This is going to air Monday, March 18th on ABC and then on Hulu the next day. Okay. Looking forward very much to Sunday evening. We've got the Oscars. All of the stars coming out Sunday. But if you think back through the years, of course, there's 10 Best Picture nominees this year. That's a lot of great movies. But there's always only one, right? There's only one winner of Best Picture. However, if you go back and look at all of the pictures that have won Best Picture, what's the best picture of all the best pictures?
So I just pulled up all of the best winner, like the Academy Award website.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to 1927, 1928.
Yeah.
And taking all the best pictures.
Everything. I mean, that's a really long time.
Oh, my God.
There's so many fantastic. I mean, just in this year, right? There's right. 10. They couldn't limit it to 5. There's 10 best picture nominees this year.
Wizard of Oz has got to be on there.
Actually, fun fact, not a best picture winner.
It wasn't?
It was nominated, but that is also the year that Gone with the Wind was out.
Oh,
so Gone with the Wind took it.
That's a coin flip.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling. Is Casablanca on there?
Yes. Yes. In the top 10. Number 6, Casablanca. Number 5.
Yeah.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay. That's a 70s movie.
Silence of the Lambs at number 4.
Oh, one of my favorites. And I often forget it won a ton of Oscars.
It had one of those.
It swept that year. Yeah.
Yes. Number 3, The Godfather Part 2.
I got to go back and revisit those Godfathers.
I know. I haven't watched them in years and years.
Okay, what's number 2?
Number 2, Schindler's List.
That's such a downer.
It is.
But I see what you're saying.
But important, right?
So then what's number 1?
Number 1, The Godfather.
So the best picture of all time is The Godfather.
Yes.
So says and these people.
Nowhere, and because I don't believe it won Best Picture, The Godfather Part 3.
Good point.
Godfather, yes. Godfather Part 2, yes. 3? Not so much. Okay, if we're talking about big movies, mm-hmm. don't forget about what a big time we had with in the 90s when Jurassic Park was hitting the big screen.
That did so much from a use of computer graphics.
Yes.
Surround sound was just coming on the scene. I remember calling movie theaters to find the best sound system.
Yeah.
Because everything I was reading pre-internet pretty much was you got to see, like, you got to have the surround of the dinosaur walking around you. Well,
because they also created a special sound for dinosaurs.
Yes, all of that. You couldn't. Who records dinosaurs? Yeah. Nobody. They're not around.
And you have Steven Spielberg on a big epic film like this. It was going to be a big deal.
Da-da-da-da-da. Big music from John Williams. Yes.
So when they were premiering the movie, they did it in London in 1993. And of course, like, the movie was such a big deal. You're in London. They get the royal family there. Right?
That's cool. Hanging out in the movies with the king and queen or...
Totally.
Who's there?
Sam Neill had the honor of sitting next to Princess Diana.
The Duchess of Wales.
Holy buckets. He was there. He had brought his 10-year-old son, Tim. And they sit down, you know, they walk the red carpet, you know, talk to the photographers and everything. And then they go sit down in the theater and they're watching the movie. And unfortunately for Sam Neill, his 10-year-old son, Tim, wasn't feeling so good in the tummy.
Tummy rumbles?
No, not rumbles so much as gas.
Oh, God.
Gas. Little Tim had gas. So Sam says...
Tiny Tim.
The movie gets more and more exciting as you go through. So about 45 minutes into the movie...
That's about when the T-Rex shows up.
Yeah, he starts getting some unreasonable gas being passed. It wasn't audible, but it was very, very smelly.
Smellable.
He said that he started sweating like crazy. Sam Neill starts to get the sweats because he's like, okay, great. The princess is sitting on one side of me. She's going to start thinking it's me and it's this little boy over here. And he didn't want to rat his son out because his son is 10 and his tummy doesn't feel good.
You're the star. If you get up during the showing of that premiere,
you can't leave.
People are going to talk about you.
He got up on his own premiere. So this happened back in 1993, but he's just talking about it now because it's like, he's grown now, but I am never going to another premiere with him.
That's a fantastic story.
It's so great, right?
That's one of those, like, when your parents want to kind of embarrass you stories. I love it.
Graduation.
It's like, hey, come over here. I've got a story about Jurassic Fart.
The tale of Jurassic Fart.
Ah. Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.